Justin.
JB, Bieber.
Who did you think he was by? Ah, Vanessa.
I thought it was Bio Diesel.
The West.
Yeah.
I thought it was Bio Diesel, upcomers.
Anyway, sure.
I thought it was Bio Diesel, upcomers. Like, you understand them. I cannot even go and check because Apple Music up here. I'm just releasing this one.
Hi guys!
Was popping the brand new whip I just hopped in, you know, because I got options. I can pass that bitch like Stockton.
Guys, I think Vanessa missed Wednesday because dry jokes.
Just joshing.
What? Guys, we have a guest today. Praise, introduce yourself.
Hey guys, my name is Praise. Follow me on Instagram at Probably Praise, Twitter at Praise Baby, Snap at SF.
This was so
fast. You know the vibes. Yeah, I just came over from the UK. Yeah. I'm just like spending a few days with the mandem. Yeah. You get me?
The mandem.
Okay, well, there's no mandem. And there's no UK.
The girl dem.
There's no girl dem either. But, you know, it's been a while. And guys, I know we apologized on our last episode. But we also apologized for this one. Because school has been hectic. I mean, when we started out this podcast,
school has been showing us shaggy.
Babcock, like, is literally restricting my airflow. I won't even lie.
Sky Daddy is giving me oppression vibes.
Honestly.
I don't want it.
So, when we started the podcast, we thought we'd be able to, you know, balance school and...
But you know me and Eves. God forbid. You know Eves and I.
I thought it was pronounced Ives. Like, Ives Saint Laurent. Isn't that a better pronunciation?
Get, no, it's Eves.
Ives.
I swear it's Eves.
Ives.
No, I promise you it's Eves.
Ives.
Yeah.
Like Ives Saint Laurent.
Yeah, because it's Yvonne. Is it, did I say Ives Saint Laurent? I thought it was Yves Saint Laurent.
I need the pronunciation of that.
Right not, but not my name, but okay. Like, she's making me doubt my name. Like, I was actually thinking about it. Like, imagine if I've been pronouncing my name wrong the entire time.
You guys know us personally. You guys know that Eves and I, we never follow anything.
For real?
Yes, ma'am. It's Yves Saint Laurent.
You guys don't know.
No. Vanessa is trying to get like an important announcement here, apparently.
Okay,
so
okay,
yeah.
Yeah, like quiet down, you guys. Sha, you guys don't know Yves and I personally. You guys know that we never follow anything through. We never finish anything. Like, I didn't expect this to be this successful. Like, I didn't expect us to have more than 3 episodes. Let me not lie.
Bruh.
Let me keep it now. I didn't expect us to. So, you know. You know, we never start something and, you know, see it through. But we're going to stick this through.
Yes.
Purr.
Yes.
Unless on Mary had a little lamb.
Meh.
Not you bleating.
If anybody ever wants to find out who did that, you know, tune into the next episode. Yay. Thank you. But yeah.
And that's on Mary had a what? That's on Baba Black Sheep.
Purr. Purr. Like, what do children of this generation say? What's on Mary had a little lamb? Like, y'all actually have me confused for a sec. To some extent, I actually think I'm a baby boomer in a Gen Z's body because I don't understand half of what you people
boomer.
Do. For real? Yes. Yeah, I prefer the 80s to like, whatever we're living in now because this is trash. Whatever this is. No, I saw a TikTok about a girl that said that why do our teeth have to be called straight? That why can't they be bi or lesbian? That's how I feel about the world right now. It's too much for me to handle. But yeah, so guys, what's going on? What's popping? How's your week?
Brand new whip I just hopped in.
Yeah, I dropped the thing, it's dead. But like, yeah, like, how's your week been? Before we get into like topic of the day and stuff.
My week has been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't lie. I can't mean like that.
Nothing, I was just...
That's terrible.
I was sitting me agreeing with this girl. Oh, yeah, your week was terrible. Continue.
Me,
exactly, I'm saying... she
was amazing. A screw. I saw my best friend. I'm here with...
It's my best friend.
It's a real bad bitch. Got her own money. She don't need no beat on the dance floor. She had 2 big brains. Now she's working. Okay, yeah, we're back.
Sai.
I saw my best friend. You know, I'm currently here with Praise. My left.
See, I'm currently here.
My left lung. You know, my left kidney, you know, really important in my life. Then, you know, my week was amazing. What's today's date? Today's date is Saturday. My Thursday in particular was amazing, yes. Then what else? That's it. So, you know, I'm seeing, you know, okay, praise my left lung. I'm seeing my right lung today too. Then, yeah, that's basically it. Eh? But Yvonne, how was your week?
My week was full of hustle and bustle, and like my school. Let me stop professing negative things over that school. School will go well in Jesus' name. They are not restricting my airflow in Jesus' name. But I'm tired. Like, I'm tired. And that's on Jesus, eh? Okay, I'm done now. But like, yeah, so that was what's popping.
Wait, so, that was your week.
Yeah.
Brand new week just happened. Well,
come on. Is it jumping, a virus?
I've been jumping buses all through this week. It doesn't align my brand. Like, that's not the kind of person I am. Basically, I'm like... So, you know, but like coming here, like doing all those kind of things was really different. Like, it wasn't fetch at all. It was so, but yeah, here I am in my element. I feel okay. My week was very exciting. It was invigorating. It was exciting.
Okay. Well,
that's on period. So, you know, a little lamb, which is me, was just wondering, like, okay, so I think we've come to a point in society where the phrase "show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are," it doesn't really, would I say it doesn't really mean anything, or it's not as accurate as it used to be? Because when you look at some things today, I have friends who are like just amazing people. I have friends who are so like different from me, like you won't even believe it. Like, they're so different from you, but we're still friends. And I don't feel like that statement, "show your friends," "show me your friends and I'll tell you," but I don't feel like it's accurate again, especially in this day and age aspect. So, because I'm friends with a certain type of people, like, what's "show me your friends"? Like, I don't know if I'm making sense, but I just feel like it shouldn't be relevant
again. No, I feel like that thing actually works. That thing of "show me your friends and I'll show you who you are" actually works. It may be unconscious to you because you're not the one searching for it. Like, you're not trying to look at your friends and look at your character constantly to say, "Oh, do I act like my friends? My friends act like me," kind of thing. You're not the one evaluating yourself. So that's "show me your friends" sound, "I'll show you who you are" thing actually goes a long way. But what I'm saying is that for people who may find themselves in the middle, like, you see these people, you know they have friends that live on the edge. Like, these people are crazy about life. Like, they like to woo. And they also have people that, like, what society would term nerds, geeks, blah blah blah, you know, your usual stereotypes. People are more quiet than the living on the edge guys, and then these other people are just in the middle. Like, so would you now say "show me your friends and I'll show you who you are" applies to them?
Exactly. I don't think it applies to them.
Praise, what do you think?
I think it actually depends, you know, because some people can be easily influenced. Like, even the Bible says bad company corrupts good morals. So yeah. I feel like it depends on the person, like, how easily influenced you can be, because there are people that have friends that, like, what, very bad. I don't want to mention anybody's, I don't want to shade anybody here right now, like, yeah. But like, I feel like it just depends on you and your charisma as a person. Like, can you be easily broken? Can you be easily influenced by these people? If you can, then your friends will definitely affect you. But if you're someone that can stand your ground.
On that terms, quick question. Do you guys believe peer pressure is a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing.
I feel like peer pressure...
We've had this discussion before, like, and we did feel like it was a thing.
Peer pressure only pressures once.
Only one, exactly.
Exactly, actually.
Peer pressure
then only pressures. Then is it really a thing if it doesn't really affect everybody, like...
It doesn't affect a particular sector of people, doesn't mean it's non-existent, it's there, but the people is affected, is it enough to verify its presence, really? Yeah.
Would you say you've been influenced by peer pressure before?
Yes.
Vanessa?
Definitely.
Definitely help.
I don't know. I just feel.
You feel me? I won't say that. Well, I don't think I have, but as they've said, definitely. I don't think I have.
I think she has.
Anna, wow.
Do you think maybe
it was when my mentality was weaker?
What? Are you in the jungle? Now.
Maybe I was when I was in, let me say, a secondary school. Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
Secondary school on the level, maybe. No, mentality okay. was weak then. Now my mentality is strong.
That's what they told you.
My mentality is like the rock with big biceps. My mentality is doing push up.
Gosh. Oh, I have definitely had my fair share of peer pressure. But then growing up, I started to question if it was really peer pressure or it was just me wanting to do that thing by myself. Exactly. Were they actually influencing me? Like,
were they telling me come and do? Come
exactly.
Do,
were
come
they dragging do. Me into it?
Were they
or
telling
I
me
just
come and or
but
was
in
I
its own
just
self,
like, let me do.
In its own
do.
Self, peer pressure is something just influencing you. It doesn't necessarily mean that they have to come and drag you by the neck and like, let's do this. I feel like it's the presence of that influence at all that is termed as peer pressure. But like, well, all these philosophical discussions, I leave it all to DJ Copy.
Florence,
I'm so sorry to interrupt. What do you guys think about the Sweetie and Quavo situation?
Oh my god, I'm so
you're
sad.
My faves, they're so icy.
I want to cry.
You
like,
were so icy.
Ah, I
wait, hold
them.
On. Are you guys actually joking?
You're
or
so
you're
icy.
Being dramatic.
I'm a Glacier girl. I was Glacier girl.
Ah, I want to cry.
Wait, Vanessa, are you being
my
serious?
My sister has used to laugh at me this morning. Stephanie has used it to laugh at me. That old queer fight, but they've broken up. Oh, hey.
Wait, are you guys actually serious? It's just a breakup between people you don't know.
I don't know.
It's between people
so.
I didn't know, yeah. And let me tell you, it just, I feel like because, should I say because I used to fight for them? Because I used to say that, that I love Quavo and Sweetie so much that like, I think they are fun together and just they pay me sha. And probably because like Sweetie is my fave, like she's my icy bitch.
My
she's
icy girl.
Icy.
She's the one that sets the.
She's icy.
Like
she's
this.
Wifey. Haters want to fight me.
Hey, never been.
They want
to.
I will pee up on the wifey. Oh, light on my wrist and looking icy. Oh. Charlie by the minute because the time is very pricey.
Hey.
I will be the person. People steadily so I can live in nothing.
Guess. You should actually see how they're like holding their heads, and I don't even want to say the word because I don't even know the word to say. It's just a breakup between two people you don't know. And secondly, he cheated. It's not a big deal.
Men are
but
icy.
Men
will embarrass
you. They just want to fight me.
Never been bro. Hater wants to fight me. Us haters. Men will embarrass you on the street too. That's just it. Point blank period. Men will embarrass you. This men would they will shame you. Men are I don't even know the words. The cheetah girls.
Guys.
Upset.
R.I.P. to Vanessa and Alice friendship. The English is failing me. R.I.P. Shout to whatever we had because I cannot believe she's this dramatic.
I don't know why you behave like you and Vanessa are not sisters.
Sisters by chance, friends by choice. So yes, our friendship is on the rock right now because I cannot believe that Vanessa is being like inseparable. I think if people want to turn me to Ross,
if I was
the one
that
bought
stuff in this receipt, I would have spoken to you like this.
Guys, I think at this point it's safe to say that the next time you hear from us, Vanessa would be an evolved animal.
Eh?
But we are animals.
Why can't you be the evolved animal?
Because I've evolved.
You've not evolved.
I've evolved.
You've not evolved.
Sorry, I've evolved.
You've not evolved.
Who are you to say that I've not evolved?
I'm me.
Who are you? I am me.
Who are you to him?
Yeah, get out. Anywho. Oh, this has been interesting. It's been a while since
like,
we did this.
It's been a while and it would still be a while because, you know, bad bitch about to head to school. You know what it is.
So that's the breaking news. We shall be in school for the next 6 weeks, but we're going to try to, you know, pop up and drop some episodes while we're in school. We'll look for ways to, like, collaborate and stuff because Vanessa and I are on different campuses.
Mm-hmm.
So, is it campuses or campi? hate that thing so much. Campai.
Hey, Yvonne just said campai.
What's the plural for Pegasus? Okay. So
why did you say Ferguson? Isn't Ferguson in him?
I said Pegasus.
You said what?
Pegasus, the animal.
Pegasus. Yes, coming to 40.
I found this on the web for what is the color of a compass is a what?
Siri doesn't reach. Siri doesn't reach anybody.
Compasses.
Compasses. I know it's compasses, but like, I just feel like if you're following the rule of thumb, it should be campus, campai. Please, I'm joking, though. I know my school fees is quite expensive, so like.
It do cost.
It do be expensive,
it
so.
It do cost in the market.
So, yeah. Love you guys. Thank you so much for constantly listening. I mean,
bless up. This is the end of season one.
Yes, ma'am. Yay! So yes, brand new season coming soon, live from Ikwerre in Ishonremo, because we are in the absolute ghetto.
We are in. Sky Daddy is giving me oppression.
We're in ghetto the ghetto.
Vibes. I'm in the ghetto.
Ratatata. We'll see you guys there. Bye.
Bye. Hello.